This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast entitled Separating True Innovation from Hype. I'm Bárbara Gundim da Rocha, Head of KM and Innovation at Rocha Marini Sales Advogados in Brazil. And today I'm joined by Greg Lambert, Chief Knowledge Services Officer at Jackson Walker.
Hey, Bárbara, thank you.
So, Greg, would you like to tell us a bit about yourself before we dive in?
Sure. I'm about a 20-year ILTA member, and so I've enjoyed being part of this organization for a long time. I am, as you said, the Chief Knowledge Services Officer at Jackson Walker, but a lot of people may know me from my not so much of a day job, and that is the co-founder of Three Geeks and a Law Blog, and also the co-host of the Geek and Review podcast. And we've dealt a lot over the years with a lot of innovation, technology, and just organizational management, especially on the business side of law firms.
So it's no wonder why we invited you today to join us on this topic. And so let's start it. One of the things we hear over and over from law firms all around the world is that innovation is critical to their future. They also claim that being innovative is a good way to attract and retain clients. So in your opinion, what does innovation really mean in a law firm context?
Well, I'm going to borrow heavily from a good friend of mine, Ryan McLeod, and because he said something a few weeks ago that I wrote down, and that was, you know, innovation means creating a better user experience. And that really kind of hits the nail right on the head, is that you're looking for a way to take a current process and make it a better process for everyone involved. And so, you know, when firms talk about innovation, one of the things that a lot of us worry about is they're substituting the word technology and for innovation. And you can have, you know, all of the great technology that you want, but if it's not making that user experience better, then you're just wasting your money. And so you see a lot of times where, especially law firms, push out that, you know, hey, we bought this great product and therefore that makes us innovative. It's really, how are they going to use that product and how is that going to make that experience with clients and customers, their internal staff, how is it going to make their experience better? And so when you talk about innovation, you really, I think you need to separate just the raw technology part of it and start looking at how are they actually using that to make things better.
Well said. And that answer leads me to our next question, that is, do law firms and clients think of innovation the same way?
The short answer is no, and that's okay, because they're coming from two different angles on this. I'm kind of a visual thinker and learner, so you can think of it as a Venn diagram, to where you have the two circles of here's what law firms think of as innovation and here's what the clients think of innovation. And you want those circles to overlap, not completely, but you want, you know, that part where they meet in the middle. You want that to be viewed as the way that, even though you're bringing two separate ideas to the table, there's overlap there. And it's that part of the innovation process that's going to be the most important for the client. Because the client, in fact, I always laugh because there's a saying that I think is misattributed to Henry Ford, but we'll go ahead and say Henry Ford said it. And that is, if he were to ask his customers what they wanted, they would have said a faster horse. And so what you need to do is look at what are the needs of that client, what are the capabilities of the law firm, and come up with that overlap there that creates an answer that really helps both sides get to that innovation, that better user experience. And it may not be anything, well, it may not be close to what either side would have initially thought, but by combining the two ideas, finding that common ground, finding the needs and meeting those needs, that's the part that I think will help pull law firms and the clients together to find that common ground.
Yeah, that's great. And taking this perspective into action, and since they don't see it the exact same way, let's take it to another way and ask, how can law firms foster innovation to meet the actual needs of their clients?
Anyone that's probably listened to my podcast has heard me say this, because it's my favorite saying, is all problems are communication problems. And so being able to talk with the clients on this. And a lot of times what that means is that's not a lawyer to lawyer conversation necessarily. That might be somebody on the staff at the law firm talking to somebody on the staff at the client's office. Not all needs that need to be improved necessarily result need a lawyer to be doing it. And unfortunately, a lot of times we keep our support staff hidden in the offices and not able to talk to each other. And I think that's a huge mistake because, well, first of all, it helps us really understand the capabilities each side, because you're not hearing it second and third hand through, you know, the in-house counsel talking to the outside counsel. You're actually hearing innovators, you know, people that are understanding process, understanding the needs of their side and the abilities of their side to actually have that conversation. And in a way, it actually improves the overall relationship between the law firm and the client, because it really creates a stickiness that I like to say, in that it's not just a lawyer relationship anymore. You've got multiple layers of relationship that are trying to help create a better experience across the board. And quite frankly, you know, a better experience for the client is better outcomes, avoiding litigation or legal needs in the first place, and a smoother interaction between the law firm and the client. And of course, money. You know, if you can reduce overall spend, that doesn't hurt either.
Perfect. And before we wrap up, and after what we discussed here today, it's the main reason why we decided to run this podcast episode today, is how do you think a truly innovative law firm, a firm that does everything that we've talked about today, how can these kind of firms demonstrate innovation and stand out from the buzz? Not only because, as we've said, there are firms that claim to be innovative, that go around and brag about it all around, but they're not doing these things that you said before. So how can a truly innovative firm show up and stand out?
Yeah, I also like to say that, and usually it's in reference to whenever somebody comes out with a product that says, hey, we're using artificial intelligence on this, and they create a big splash about it. That type of innovation, I say, lives at the corner of PR and BS. And yeah, you really have to be careful with those that, you know, it is far better to under-promise and over-deliver than it is to do the opposite, especially in technology. And really, when you're looking at this type of, you know, truly innovative law firms, those firms are creating a disruption. They're creating a permanent change in the way that we're doing things. And the best way to do that is to do it in small incremental pieces, instead of trying to completely boil the ocean, as they say, but rather just take it slowly, find out what the true needs are, figure out how to make that process better. And once you have those successes, you can promote that. You can put out a press release on that, and clients understand that. And if you can actually get your clients to come back and talk about how you've disrupted the way that they, in a good way, that okay, you provide legal services to them, then that's better than, you know, any public relations splash that you can, you know, ever hope to put out. So I always worry about whenever, you know, law firms put out these giant press releases, or they're hitting the legal news and the blogs and the podcasts talking about this great thing that they're doing, especially if it hasn't really come to fruition yet, if this is an idea more than a process. And so, you know, I would be very careful if I were a law firm that's just looking to, you know, pat themselves on the back and do a marketing pitch. And I'd look much more for the law firms where you're actually hearing from the clients saying how well they've improved the process of providing legal services to them.
Perfect. Well said. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Greg, for taking some time to talk with us today and for sharing your thoughts on such a timely topic. It was a very delightful conversation. This is Barbara Rocha, and I'd like to thank everyone listening today for tuning in, and hopefully you found some really practical tips like I did that you can take away and apply in your organizations. Have a good rest of your day.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.